Krishna. Here's a meditation for today. I'm on Brihad Bhagavatamrita now, which means I think that I will have read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Brihad Bhagavatamrita August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 8 months. 8 months. This is the first part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Narad is gone to Mahashivaloka, the spiritual planet where original Sadashiva resides, not the Shiva who's an expansion of Sadashiva here in Kailash, but in the spiritual world. And he's approaching him as the object of Krishna's greatest mercy, and of course Lord Shiva says, no, that's not me. And he directs him to Prahlad Maharaj. He says the Vaikuntha Dutas, but then he tells him that actually even greater than the associates of the Lord is Prahlad Maharaj. Now in the purport, or in his commentary, Sanatana Goswami speaks about a very, very wonderful thing. He quotes Krishna's statement to Uddhava, where Krishna is saying that my devotees are dearer to me than my very self, than the goddess of fortune, than Balaram. So this is really sort of an extraordinary statement, and that's why Lord Shiva is telling Narada, therefore, you don't even need to go to the Vaikuntha Vasis. Go to Prahlad Maharaj instead. And he's referring to Prahlad Maharaj as a devotee. And Sanatana Goswami uses this context of quote-unquote a new devotee. Prahlad Maharaj is a Nitya Siddha, but still in his Leela, he's a new devotee who's come to Krishna consciousness by the grace of Narada Muni. And that's an interesting thing, that Narada goes to glorify Prahlad, who's the guru, glorifying the disciple. And the interesting feature is that, well, how can new devotees who, not long in the past, who were under the clutches of the material energy and engaged in sinful activities, how can they be dearer to the Lord than his eternal associates like Lakshmi Devi and Lord Balaram? So the answer, which I think is very encouraging to practicing devotees, is that Lord Balaram is eternally Lord Balaram, has eternal deep relationship with the Lord, but he never went through the difficulties and the obstacles that practicing devotees go through. He never struggled with the mind and senses in order to practice devotional service, never went through the difficulties that one has to go through in the material world, facing antagonistic people, forces, to practice Krishna consciousness, people who are against devotees and devotional service, like the Hiranyakashipus. And so when Krishna takes into consideration the fact that many of these new devotees sacrifice so much for him, whereas his eternal associates, well, they're always there. Now, there was not a question of sacrifice, accepting difficulties, austerities. So from that perspective, they're dearer to Krishna than his associates. And that's a very encouraging thing. Sometimes devotees think, well, what am I going through all these difficulties? Is Krishna sympathetic to my plight? So we can see, yes, Krishna is very much so sympathetic, and he appreciates the difficulties that we accept, number one, in being practitioners and struggling with our mind and senses, and number two, in preaching in a hostile environment, in an aggressive Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow we're leaving very early, so I'm going to have a podcast. We have to leave here by 4 a.m., but we'll be in touch then from Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.